Okay, so here we are.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. It's a show.
Welcome to the show that is striving to be the number one independently produced podcast on iTunes.
This whole thing's a crapshoot at best.
Finger guns.
Here we go.
Roll the title.
It's a show.
And now, with 24.7% more awesomeness, this is It's a Show. I'm GA.
And I'm Sparky.
This, whatever it is a production of Sloan Baxter, a creative agency powered by Formula One Racing and Formula 44 Cough Syrup. At AT Sloan Baxter on Twitter. G-Fart, keeping it fresh. Okay. This week on the show, Sparky's the keeper of the good times. He was at a spectacular Canadian event with a worldwide focus, and we're going to tell you more in a few minutes. Plus, a love life update. You got a big smile on your face, so I'm really...
There's nothing happening there.
And we're going to talk about haircuts for dogs. Bizarre haircuts for dogs. What else we got? Oh, yeah, the millionaire in Calgary who bought a brand new Ferrari worth $2 million. All that and a very special guest star this week on It's a Show.
Hey, this is Clayton Bellamy from the Roadhammers, and you're experiencing It's a Show.
Before G-Fart calls on the hotline, you got to tell me about your experience at the FIFA Women's World Cup in Edmonton. You were at Commonwealth Stadium, a place you've been many times before to watch your beloved Eskimos.
Mm-hmm.
This time, the place was packed to the rafters with a sea of red.
I have never seen the place look so good. So in case you haven't been following along, like I kind of missed the boat on this, the FIFA Women's World Cup, kind of a big deal, did not realize, you know, I will admit, did not have a clue what was going on. My sister's the soccer fan in the family. She was on board right from the get-go, and I was hemming and hawing and contemplating. So my friend Adam and I, we decided about 2 to 3 weeks ago that we're going to go to the opening match, which was this past Saturday. And with that, it was a doubleheader and opening ceremonies, the whole nine yards, and of course, a guaranteed appearance by Team Canada.
Let's begin at the beginning. Who sang the national anthem?
Beginning at the beginning, the whole place sang the national anthem.
Very cool.
Yeah, it was pretty awesome. It was hard to hear because we were row 78 on the upper deck. Commonwealth Stadium has about 84 rows. So
yeah,
just
so you
to
got
put
VIP
into
seats, perspective. As usual.
Hard to hear the voices, but my sister shot a little video from. She was way down in the bowl in front of the big scoreboard, and you can hear the crowd singing pretty well, so that was pretty cool.
Canada scored the lone goal in the game, and about how far into it? This was a penalty shot, correct?
Yeah, it was a penalty shot. It was in the 91st minute, so it was an extra time of the second half, and it was like it was go time. It was now or never, and there was a penalty. If you haven't seen the sports highlights, a Chinese player kind of like wrapped her arm around a Canadian player, brought the Canadian player down.
Whistle blown.
The ref saw it right straight ahead, and yeah, whistle blown, penalty shot. Christine Sinclair, the superstar that she is, easy peasy, lemon squeezy. The whole place went crazy. It was right from the get-go, getting off the LRT, and you could see the stadium, and you could see the massive waves of people, instant goosebumps. So the whole day was just full of really, really awesome moments.
With that many people, like 55, 56,000.
Yeah.
Did they do a 50-50?
No. Very interesting what? To see how an event like this is ran, because it is a FIFA event, and there's a few things that I've noticed.
So there were scandals all over the place.
Slep Blatter, what is his name?
Yeah,
Step Blatter. Because I do.
Okay, let's call him Step Blatter for lack of a, because we don't know his name.
Because I do go to Commonwealth all the time for the Eskimos games, and it's interesting to see FIFA take over. If it's not a FIFA partnership, you do not see a speck of advertising.
Oh.
There is only Coca-Cola products.
So did they have to cover up all the Eskimos
everything.
Sponsors?
Wow. Yeah, there was not. The only way you could tell that the Eskimos played there is because they have stickers on the aisle seats.
Right.
There's thousands of those. You're not going to cover those up. But every single possible billboard that's permanent there was covered up. Anything that was Eskimo, they have a sign on the rec center that you can see in the stadium that was covered up. The scoreboard on the south end of the stadium was covered up. So everything was FIFA organized. Coca-Cola products, only Budweiser, Visa. There's a lot of Visa advertisement, which was,
yeah,
you know, the Morgan Freeman.
Love them.
And so lots of branding and lots of marketing materials to transform this whole stadium into something that was really awesome.
And it was probably a huge volunteer situation to make it happen.
Had to have been. And to go back to your 50-50 question, no 50-50. No 50-50 at all. No hard alcohol, just beer. And I was in the bathroom, the men's room, and there's always the urinal advertisements, and there's the advertisement in the sink usually.
And they shut that out too?
That's all blacked out.
Unbelievable.
All censored.
Okay, so here's the other thing. It was a super smoking hot day.
Oh, yeah.
How did you make out?
Thankfully, there was a nice breeze, a nice constant breeze throughout the afternoon. We were on the west side, so at about, I would say, 7 o'clock-ish, we started to get some shade. So it was not as toasty as expected, thanks to the wind. But yeah, it was a gorgeous, gorgeous day. Picturesque. I've got photos. I've got videos. It's awesome. But that was the most soccer I've seen in my life. 2 doubleheaders. Not as boring as I thought it would be. Pretty entertaining.
And I understand that Team Canada played very well, despite the fact that it was a penalty shot that won the game. They actually played very well throughout, and they're expected to make it all the way to the semifinals.
There's a lot of expectations for them this year because, number one, they are the host, and you know they basically rebuilt. I think 4 years ago they finished last in the Women's World Cup. Then they won the bronze in the Olympics. And the coach, John Herdman.
Yeah, new coach.
You know they had the TV pre-show?
Yeah.
I, of course, could not see that part because I'm in the stadium. So I was watching all that today. They had great pieces about the coach and the team and great, like, really emotional and what the team's feeling and what, you know, they're hoping to do. And it was just really inspiring. And
so now you think you're going to follow this all the way through?
I'm a converted fan. So it's pretty exciting. I'm really glad that we decided to go. Chaos. I mean, the main concourse of the stadium was absolute insanity. You couldn't go anywhere. And it was, you know, man, I don't like people. Don't like people at all. So at the end of the day, it was a... There's not one bad thing I could think about the whole experience.
Wow.
It was quite the eventful day.
So for those uninitiated like me, the World Cup is a series of cities participating at the same time in Canada, right? So there's games going on in Toronto. There's games in other places, right?
Yeah, so like today I think they played in Ottawa. I could be wrong, but yeah, for Canada, they've spaced it out right across the country. There's Vancouver's got a couple games, Montreal, yeah. Moncton.
Which is Winnipeg. Awesome.
So yeah, everyone in the country gets to hopefully have a benefit to go to these games.
Will there be another game at Commonwealth?
Canada will play Thursday night.
How much were tickets for this beast?
Tickets vary. For us, we had...
Like, you had sweet seats, so what are the sweet seats?
Sweet seats. We had a nice bird's eye view. It was pretty good. I was thinking... We were sitting way up there, and I'm like, this isn't that bad. I can see what's happening.
Yeah.
You know, you're in a sold-out atmosphere. It's really amazing. Beautiful
Sounds
day.
Like you were cheering loud because you'd lost your voice a bit there.
And we're doing the wave. You know, there's people who are even more crazy than I. And we paid, at the end of the day, 75-ish, you know, after fees and whatnot.
Mm.
So free transit, which was awesome.
And from the sounds of things, you were lucky to get a ticket.
Yeah, we, like I said, decided about 2 to 3 weeks ago. And yeah. I think as the momentum started to build and as the forecast was like, yeah, it's going to be sunny and gorgeous, I think people are like, let's jump on this experience.
Do we have any connections so that I could hop in a vehicle on Thursday and we could watch the other game? Like, you know, seriously? Because I can't afford $75 a ticket, but if we could scam our way in, I'll become a soccer fan.
You got to be a volunteer.
Oh, I get a slurpy sound there. That was our FIFA report with Sparky.
Hey, this is Clayton Bellamy from the Roadhammers, and you're experiencing It's a Show. Crank it up.
It's a Show.
Awesome. Hey, man, how's it going?
Clayton Bellamy is on the line from the Roadhammers. Clayton, where are you calling us from?
I am calling you from Roadhammers Central in Nashville, Tennessee right now.
You just can't get out of Nashville. I thought you moved back.
You know, we always kept a footprint here. Jason's got a house, and we built a studio in the back, and we go back and forth all the time. We come down here to do the majority of our writing and recording, and you know, Nashville's just the center of the universe for country music, so we couldn't ever truly leave here if we wanted to keep doing what we do. So we're back here right now working on a brand new record and playing a show for CMA Fan Fest.
Tell us about the record. What's it called? You got a title track?
The title track is called Fueled by Rednecks. And it's basically a mantra for anybody who drives a truck, loves the four-wheel, loves the outdoors, just a country person in general. The whole world is fueled by them. And if you're a hammerhead, you're one of them. So that's kind of the title. And it's also a clothing line that we're launching with a company called Fueled by Rednecks. And that's all coming out this fall. So we're really excited about that.
No kidding, man. The Hammers have such a unique sound, and I think it's partly because you guys, both you and Jason McCoy, have such a healthy respect, a deep respect for the roots of country music, but you like to mix it up a little, and you know your audience, and you keep giving them what they want, and you keep raising the bar every time you make a record. So the Hammerheads, they're coming out of the woodwork.
I appreciate that, Greg, coming from you especially. You know your music. And your country music especially. And we've both come from two different schools, Jason and I. You know, he really loves the classic, the George Jones and Waylon Jennings. And I come from a school more of the outlaw, the Steve Earls and those kind of guys, the Towns Van Zants and people like that. And when you get us together in a room, just something happens. You know, it's just the sum is better than its parts. And it really comes alive for us. And even from note one, when we played our first show and put out that first record, the people who love that kind of music really grabbed onto it, and it gave us a platinum record, and we never really looked back from there. And the fans have been there right from the start and continued even as we took our little break. We came back with Wheels, and it was a gold record, and it was only because of the fans, you know, and because of country radio supporting us.
Well, let's talk about the reason for the break. Was there a problem with the relationship between you and Jason?
I think, you know, this whole band was put together to be something that was fun. And it got to a certain point where it wasn't fun anymore. We had gone through the ringer. We came down to Nashville. If anybody watched the CMT Roadhammers television show, the second season was all about us moving to Nashville. And, you know, our record deal, our record label went bankrupt. And it locked us into litigations for years and kind of froze us up from doing anything. So we just kind of put the brakes on things rather than continue to run it into the ground and not be building great stuff. We kind of put the brakes on it because, you know, for us, we want to make sure that we're always putting out something that is the best for our fans. And we didn't want to just put something out. And legally, we couldn't really. There was all kinds of wranglings going on. So we just put the brakes on it because it was getting to the point where it wasn't fun anymore. And when we did get the music together, we did get clear of all of that label garbage. We got back together in a room and went, oh, wow. I forgot how much fun that this is. I forgot how good this thing is. And we put that album out, and the fans kind of did the same thing. They're like, oh, the Hammers are back. And wow, it just took off. And here we are again.
You're an official country music band now because you've had record label problems. I think that's the mark of, you know, real successful people. And when things go belly up and you still come back together, and now you're stronger than ever.
You know, I heard a great quote the other day that if life was only sunshine, it would be a desert. You know, sometimes you've got to get some rain for the flowers to bloom. And that's exactly what's happened to us. And, you know, we just stuck it out, and our fans did too. And we're so grateful for it.
Are you guys in a band or something?
Yeah, we're the Roadhammers.
Hey, Dale, you ever hear of the Roadrunners?
Roadhammers.
The Roadjammers.
Roadhammers.
Coat Jammers.
The Roadhammers.
Are you local?
We get around. Yeah, we get around.
Been to Reno, Chicago, Florida, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Windsor, Sarasota, Wichita, Tulsa, Ottawa, Oklahoma, Tampa, Panama, Manila, Lafayette, Bangor, Baltimore, San Mador, Amarillo, Tocqueville, America, Lambertville, Amicana, Boston, Charleston, Dayton, Louisiana, Washington, Houston, Kingston, Texarkana, Monterey, Faraday, Santa Fe, California, Lamrock, Black Rock, Little Rock, Oslo, Tennessee, NSC, Chickapee, Spirit Lake, Grand Lake, Devil Lake, Cradle Lake, and Beach Lake, Pittsburgh, Parksburg, Gravelburg, Colorado, Ellsburg, Rexburg, Vicksburg, Eldorado,
and now, Viva Las Vegas.
I'm going to Vegas because I want to play. Warhammer 4777. Think a million dollars might put me in heaven. It's a 777!
So you're going to LA for a couple days.
That's right.
And then you're zipping over to Vegas and you're going to see Brooks and Dunn and Reba. That's the one big thing you've got booked. And G-Fark at Sloan Baxter in Toronto has been working hard. We got to talk to him about what he's trying to line up for you. G-Fark, Las Vegas. All right, G-Fark's on the line, and we're going to talk about Vegas. We were just got a recap from Spark on his trip to the FIFA World Cup in Edmonton, and he saw Team Canada defeat China 1-0 with the penalty kick, so that was awesome. And he forgot to tell us about the opening ceremonies, G-Fark, so stand by. Here we go.
First off, it was complete chaos trying to get into the stadium. It was a slow process for some reason. We were lined up way, way, way back, and I was like, I get nervous because I'm an early bird gets the worm kind of guy, and I like to be nice and settled before any of the action happens. And when
it's like the movies, I like to catch all the previews, yeah. And I want to be settled first because it's built into the cost.
So I know that 3:40, 3:45, that's when this thing is going to kick off, like the opening ceremonies. And I'm still in the parking lot. It's 3:30 and I'm panicking.
So you're stressed.
I'm a little stressed.
And you're sweaty.
And very sweaty. And I'm just like, oh, in my line, like 20 to 30 people before me, one Justin Trudeau.
Get out of here. You know what? So he's got to make it into Peeker's Hair Hall of Fame.
That guy's got great hair, and I saw it. And I think he was waiting in line, and then he got whisked away, so he probably got inside much quicker than I did, which, I mean, to be fair.
Yeah, he is a wannabe prime minister.
So anyways, long story short, we heard from a volunteer guy that they're just rushing people in because they know they got to fill these seats because things
shit's
are going
real.
Yeah. And exactly. That's what exactly he says. It's just getting real. No scanning. Just come in. You got a ticket. Show us your ticket and just get in.
So
get
that would have been a good time to smuggle in booze. Yeah. Who's going to check you? Because they're in a panic.
Exactly.
Right.
So Tegan and Sarah and Sarah McLachlan both sang a song each. And then there was some sort of children aspect to it.
Hold on. Back up the bus. You had Tegan and Sarah McLachlan.
Separately.
Wow.
Yeah. You know, it was good. It was, I watched it on TV today and it came across well and it looked good. So
right on.
Yeah. It was fun. It was a great day. Great day for football.
Did you watch any of it, Chief Ark?
No, actually I did not. I did not have the opportunity to partake in that. I was heading down to see Ed Sheeran at the Air Canada Center.
How'd that go for you?
Well, that was very interesting. It was, I was able to get in touch with my feminine side. Lots of feminine sides there. There was lots of attractive single mothers that were there chaperoning their daughters. So
how do you know they were single?
I always check the finger, yeah. GA. I always check the finger.
Bet you they give you the finger,
but more
too.
More importantly, he's a very talented artist. And, I mean, he's not on my, up there on my list of things to do. The tickets were complimentary, so obviously anybody that flatters me, I have to take him up on the offer. He's like a one-man band. Very, very interesting, very cool, very talented.
Sorry, adjusting.
He's adjusting and slurping a Slurpee. If you hear random noises, Sparky has stepped up for Peeker this week.
It's also a sweatshop down here.
Yeah, we're dying.
I had to mention that.
You know, generally basements are cool.
Not this one.
Hey, this is Clayton Bellamy of the Road Hammers, and I love me some openhighway.com.
I've been from underpaid to PA, all the way down to FLA, and every little town along the way, there ain't much that I haven't seen. I'm a road hammer, a white knuckle steel kid's hammer, a rig jockey highway slammer, I'm just doing what I gotta do.
Now, let's talk a little bit about you. You love to tell stories. Are you still doing some of the public speaking?
Absolutely. Whenever I get a chance, I go out and I'm really passionate about kids. You know, I've worked closely with the Children's Hospital in Edmonton, with the Stollery, and have done numerous tours speaking to children at schools and stuff, just encouraging them to follow their dreams. And that's something that I continue to do whenever I get the opportunity, and basically encourage them to give them the same message that I was blessed to have from my parents and to learn from, which was to do what you love so you never have to work a day in your life. Inspire the kids to get out there.
There's a new CMT show with the Hammers, right?
It's called The Road Hammers Go Everywhere, and it actually launched today on cmt.ca. It's a 9-episode television show, essentially, shrunk down into 5-minute episodes. We went out with CMT when we went across the country with Blackjack Billy and Doc Walker. We took them out for the Bands on the Run tour this past winter, and CMT followed us throughout the whole thing. The first half of the episodes are kind of sketch comedy. It's all about what the Roadhammers were doing while we were on a break, like a Ross and Rachel break.
Nice.
So, Yeah, so I was running a fitness gym. Jason was selling used cars, and Chris was running a daycare. And then the band gets back together, and we head out on the road with Blackjack Billy and Doc Walker, and all of the craziness ensues after that. So they're a lot of fun. All 9 episodes got released all at once, so you can go on to cmte.ca and binge watch the whole thing if you want. Share it with your friends and enjoy yourself.
Well, this here series is about 3 men who are following a dream. Enjoyed a taste of success off the bat with our first album. We took a little break, you see, not a Ross and Rachel break, just more of a, hey, let's play in other bands. But now we're back together. We've got a brand new album, Wheels. We're about to explode and take it global, baby.
What you're seeing here is the sound check. The sound check is a very intimate experience.
Please welcome the kings and the highways of the
So we just finished our sound check. We are on our way to an in-store appearance at the Long & McQuaid here in Guelph, which is actually, a lot of people don't know, properly pronounced as Guelph. Chris and I, we're gonna meet Clayton there.
We didn't tell him.
We didn't tell him. Hopefully he finds it. Cripes, baggeration, yeah, mate. Where's me bloody bass? Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Okay, so G-Fark, let's do the social media update segment, and it's proudly brought to you by the friendly folks at Open Highway, at openhwy.com, at openhwy on Twitter, making social sharing fun and profitable for your business. Boom.
Facebook, we're up by 5 organic likes this week, and we all talked about what organic likes were last week. And we actually just had another one here before I got on the phone, so we're actually up to 335 likes.
Ring
so
that bell.
Steaming away there.
Steaming
away.
Yeah,
exactly. And folks, if you haven't actually liked us on Facebook yet, you can help us grow the show by going to It's a Show podcast. Like us there. So there's a whole bunch of cool posts that we've put up there, including some of the ones that we're going to look at today, I think. We had an incredible month on Twitter. Do you want me to tell you how incredible it was?
I'd love to if it's going to be short.
Well, we had 112 new followers in the month of May. 63,000 impressions in the month of May, which is up 50% over April's numbers.
I'm not even sure what to do with myself right now.
Well, it's incredible.
Is it good? Is it incredible? I don't know.
Total impressions are the actual amount of exposure that we get overall. And we've been growing at a clip of around 50% improvement month over month. Like April, we had, I think it was 43,000 impressions. We were up about 104 followers in April. May, we're up 112 followers on Twitter and up to 63,000 impressions. In fact, in the month of June already, just in 1 week in June, we have over 40 new followers. So we've actually zoomed through 500 followers. We're at 520 right now, and I've got some really incredible news about our 500th follower.
Okay, so yeah, before you get to that, I don't want to keep anybody in suspense, but with this kind of dramatic increase in whatever is happening there, I think we need to start the It's a Show Twitter school and, you know, sign people up and do tutorials on how to be awesome on Twitter, because I would do my part and, you know, send them to you and collect half the money.
That's probably a very astute decision to make.
Okay, well, let's work on that.
Decision to make.
All right.
Yes, of course.
Now, before I was so rudely interrupted by you, I was going to announce the 500th follower in our 500th follower contest.
Dun, dun, dun.
And the winner is...
That's a drum roll.
Melissa Ray Stewart from Ontario in the 519... Yeah, giving the 416 a run for their money. Melissa Ray Stewart at Melissa Stewart. Thank you very much. You are our 500 follower on It's a Show. That means that you are taking home the iTunes gift card courtesy of royaltyrecords.ca, so you can download some incredible music from artists like the Boomchucka Boys, our pal Amy Metcalf, and so that's all awesome. RoyaltyRecords.ca. Melissa Ray Stewart. She's a sweet-talking publicist for At Stoked Oats, high-quality, protein-rich, gluten-free oatmeal, free from sugar, preservatives, and GMO ingredients. This stuff is the good stuff. Great for high-performance athletes like our friend Cassie Haresh.
Hello, Hot Pants.
And high-quality humans just looking to eat healthy. At Melissa Ray Stewart, our 500th Twitter follower. Applause. Yeah.
Just one correction there, GA. The Twitter handle for Melissa is at Mel, M-E-L, Ray, R-A-E, Stewart, S-T-E-W-A-R-T.
As I was saying, at Mel Ray Stewart. Is our 500th Twitter follower. Okay. Chief Ark will be handling all the dirty, heavy lifting of sending out that gift card somehow. In closing, we got 33 big followers on Instagram, so we're blowing up the world there too, people. Take your pictures, sell your kittens, do whatever you want to do on It's a Show Pod on Instagram. It's a Show Pod on Twitter. It's a Show Podcast on Facebook. And website in development. Sparky, how about a website update?
Don't look at me. I'm waiting for some sort of template.
G-Fark, over to you.
Well, the
just passing by.
The template is coming along. I've got it drawn out. I'm looking at it right now, and I will actually
That's fax that tremendous.
Over. No, actually,
you're going to fax it over. What year do you think this is? Who has a fax machine? You know, why don't you send it to an insurance company? They probably got fax machines still.
What I'll do is I'll scan it, and then I'll send it over to Sparky.
Hey, don't hurt yourself.
Email.
Don't hurt yourself with the technology.
Technology is hard.
Hey, this is Clayton Bellamy from the Road Hammers, and you're experiencing It's a Show.
You had a pretty good run as a disc jockey yourself. You were doing the afternoon show on a station called Kissin' in Edmonton. What was that experience like in your estimation?
You know what? For me, it was such a great blessing to be a part of that. I had so much fun doing radio, and it's hard. It's way harder than I ever thought and than it looks, you know. It took me a while to really get my feet under me with it, but once I did, I really enjoyed it. It was something that I really hope to do more of in the future, and just had a blast over there. Kissing those guys were great to me. Too much fun.
Do you think that experience being on the other side of the radio station made you a better storyteller because you got to get your words out in a shorter amount of time?
Absolutely. I felt like it made me a better storyteller, and it felt like it helped me really understand country radio even more, kind of the nuts and bolts of it. Behind the scenes and what they're really looking for and what they're striving to do, it helped me to understand that a little bit more as well.
Quickly about the hoo-hah surrounding the salad and the tomatoes and all that. I'm sure you're up on what happened. Consultant Keith Hill described country music on the radio as a giant salad. The men are the lettuce and the women are the, like, basically cherry tomatoes, and they're lucky to be in the salad, and it only takes a few. So he said, if you want to make money on radio, you got to have more male singers.
You know, I think personally that he got caught talking out his ass, you know, pardon my French, but I don't think that's a fair estimate of country music, that you can balance it like that. You know, it's not boys and girls. It's not tomatoes and lettuce. That's not what it is. It's art, and it's either good or it's bad. And that's also, you know, a relative thing too. One person might think it's great and the other hates it. The proof is in the pudding. And when you look at the charts over the years, even the top selling albums in country music of all time, there's one guy and then the rest, the next four are women.
Right.
You know, Shania Twain, Dixie Chicks, Martina McBride. So who's really wearing the pants in country music? I'd have to say the ladies. That's where I'd give the props. And to me, it's always just, is it great? Is it a great song? Does it speak to me? Does it make me want to turn up the radio? Whether it's fast or slow, what does it do to me? Does it make me want to grab that dial and go, oh, I love this song? And that's all that really matters. I don't care who's singing it.
I'm getting goosebumps as you're talking because I wholeheartedly agree. And, you know, my first thought was I was ashamed of this guy as a radio consultant for many, many years because the analogy was terrible. Lettuce, tomato, like what, you know, Martina's making some great hay selling t-shirts on her website. I love tomatoes. So that's the upside.
Good for her.
Yeah. The one comment that really stuck with me was from Amanda Wilkinson. And she said, you know, if this is what it's really like on the other side, and this is what we're fighting against the battle, then, you know, I throw my arms up in the air. And I mean, this is one of the most amazing female singers of any genre, our own Amanda Wilkinson, right?
Absolutely. Well, I mean, Grammy nominated, you know, she's no slouch. She means business. And unfortunately, though, it really is. That guy is giving a perfect insight to what artists are up against when they go to radio sometimes, you know, especially in America. We've traveled every single inch of this, of the U.S. Sometimes you're going up against that kind of stuff where people are, we're not going to play you because we don't like this about that song, or we don't like the way you wear your cowboy hats, or we don't think that dobro or banjo is something that's going to, you know, when radio starts dictating the art, then you have problems. It's like a symbiotic relationship, you know, you got to work together, but the artist makes the art, you know, not the radio. And I think you have to put first things first.
The end result, and it was the same when I was doing a radio show, and same, I'm sure, when you were doing a radio show, the end result is the entertainment that you're providing for the fan and the listener that supports you. I want it to be the very best experience it can be. And I know every time you guys sit down to attack a song, yeah, the end result is you want to entertain the crap out of that fan that's listening to the radio.
Absolutely, because that person is paying their hard-earned money to buy your record, to come out to your shows, they're wearing your t-shirt. You better damn well deliver. I mean, I don't want to waste my money. I know I would be pissed right off. I'm not going to expect, you know, Joe Country and his wife to come out on a night and drop, you know, $500. You got to get a sitter. You got to gas to get there, a meal, two tickets to the show, a couple of cold ones. Bam, you just unloaded $500. It better be good. So that's one thing that's on in the back of our minds when we're writing songs and we're making records or when we're doing shows. This has got to be good. And, you know, just to go back a little bit to just put a button on the end of that conversation, that fella and his comments, I don't think, really reflect 100% what's going on in country music. You know, I think overall, radio and artists in this genre work together better than any other genre of music, period. And the relationship that's shared is a good one. It's unfortunate that stink happened, but we understand that and feel like, especially radio has been so good to us and playing our songs, and you know, we're here that right now because of that.
Our special guest is Clayton Bellamy from the Road Hammers. He's got shows on CMT with the band. They're touring. They're doing all kind of making new music in the studio. And Clay, thanks for short notice taking my phone call and doing this interview for It's a Show. We appreciate it.
It's my pleasure, and we hope to see you out on the road sometime soon, Greg. And if you miss us, just go to cmt.ca and flip on the Road Hammers, go everywhere and get a little hammers.
Last question here. If you and Jay arm wrestle, when you've had a couple and you've done a long, hard day of writing, who wins the arm wrestle? You've done it. I know you've done it.
Okay. I would have him on any other day, but if we're drinking beers, you know, he'll probably start singing some old George Jones tune and I'll just go weak and then he'll win.
You're always the diplomatic one. I like it. Thanks, man. I appreciate it. Have a great awesome night. And yeah, say hey to Jay for me, and I'm going to crush a bunch of episodes on CMT because I got to see the show now. I'm all pumped.
Yes, it's hilarious. It turned out great. And we'll see you this summer in Red Deer.
Can we get back to Las Vegas and all the work you've been doing behind the scenes to make Sparky's tour de force enjoyable?
Yes, indeed. I have GA. Sparky's actually shared some desires of where he'd like to go or what he'd like to do, but I've been poking my nose into this thing and seeing what might be interesting to do in Las Vegas. Summer is Vegas season.
Okay, let me just say this. My wife and I went for our anniversary a couple of years ago in the summer. We went in July. It was incredible. Smoking hot, beautiful. Like, because in Canada and certain locales where we broadcast from, you don't get a lot of heat year-round, except for in my basement when you're taping during the month of June. But we stayed at the renovated Tropicana.
That's where I'm staying.
Oh, really? You're going to love this. Okay.
I've been there. Yeah. It's gorgeous.
So walking around in the heat, and then it's an incredible place to people watch. And for you, lady watch, because I didn't do that.
No, of course you didn't.
I was with a lady, so I didn't lady watch. I did some whale watching, though. And by the way, he's going to see the show. He's going to see Brooks and Dunn and Reba, and he's all hot and bothered over this show. I would drive over those tickets with a truck to get Donnie and Marie tickets.
See, I don't see the appeal unless they're listening. Then I love them to death.
You know, she's a little bit country. He's a little bit rock and roll, and they are... They got to be six decades in show business. Summer is Vegas season. G-Fark, tell us what you're lining up or attempting to line up for Spark.
Well, we're working on the potential of getting into Cirque du Soleil's Michael Jackson One, that show. Coincidentally, the NHL awards are going to be happening right around the time that Sparky is there, so we're trying to stake out the top secret hotel location, maybe to do some top secret stalking of NHL stars down there, get some candid pics and all that kind of stuff. Another thing, we're trying to get some traffic reporting done, possibly, by Sparky. I know Sparky's always wanted to be a traffic reporter, so we're going to maybe arrange a little bit of a tour, hopefully, fingers crossed, with Sundance Helicopters. That's sundancehelicopters.com, where they actually do great tours of Las Vegas in helicopters, obviously.
That'd be super
and
cool.
Of the Grand Canyon. Just a few other things. And actually, started a bit of a Facebook promotion. Go on our Facebook. There's a special area there about Las Vegas. And if you have any comments or tips or ideas for Sparky, then you can just add them in the comments section on that post, and we'll take a look to see who comes up with the best ones, and maybe we'll say hello on the air. How's that?
Sounds marvelous.
Sorry, I was trying to swipe on the phone, the phone that you're connected to, and I ended up doing this, and that doesn't work.
Oh, man.
Okay. It's the show's intern, Ava, who is now 13 years of age as of yesterday, would
Happy
like to
birthday.
Say something.
Happy birthday. You're a teenager
Ooh,
now.
Yay.
Hi.
Well, that was worth waiting for.
I got a longboard.
Oh, she got a longboard for her birthday.
And a calligraphy set and a mortar and pestle.
A mortar and a pestle.
I love those things.
Somebody's going to get it. Somebody's going to get it to pharmacy here. What's going on?
Don't know what a mortar or a pestle is.
Mortar and pestle.
Is.
Go get it to idea. Show Sparky.
So no idea. What. Hello, Lily. It's a show kitty.
Lily, the It's a Show kitty, has joined us as well. And
welcome to the It's a Show circus.
It's like a stage play, man. Okay. All right, Vegas.
Speaking of circuses.
Yes.
How about that Cirque du Soleil?
Yeah, oh, yeah. I saw that Michael Jackson One video, and I'm all about that show, man. I am a fan of Michael Jackson's music, and I've seen the Cirque du Soleil live when I was there with the dad and brother a couple years back. Awesome. And Cirque du Soleil is just something that everyone needs to get into. So I'm really hoping to see that one.
That's at Mandalay Bay, yeah.
Oh, it's, yeah. We used that in science class once.
Okay, so...
What's the mortar?
That's the bottom part.
So... I have a question. What are you going to use that thing for?
Making poison. She's named it the Crusher. Okay, hang on one second. We got to get going. I'm dying of heat. These headphones are like making it 100 degrees in here. Okay, we have a situation where our dog, Tally, tiny little dog the size of my fist, might have eaten a grape on the floor in Ava's room, and that can kill a dog. So we're not sure.
Not one grape, 45 grams.
I don't know. You saw the bowl. I put it on the counter after you left it on your floor. I don't know. I don't memorize grapes. I'm not a police detective.
Were there grapes still on there?
Stop it with your grape froster.
Were there grapes on there?
Yes, there were still grapes left.
Okay, that means that she probably didn't eat one because there were only three grapes left on the floor.
Well, there were definitely three grapes left.
Then she didn't eat one.
Well, then mystery solved.
Mazel tov.
Get out. Wheelhouse Garage, if you're listening... Please answer our appeal to make you our new It's a Show World HQ.
Maybe they didn't change the codes.
Sparky and I got a chance to tour this incredible facility, Wheelhouse Garage, and that could be our new home, and we may still have the codes from the owner. I think it's worth trying at this point. I'm willing to try it again. Let's talk about the guy in Calgary who bought the $2 million Ferrari. From what I understand, I heard this news story. In order to qualify to buy a $2 million Ferrari, you have to previously have owned six Ferraris.
How does that make any sense?
And then you get in the lottery to win because there's only a few of these production models made. And so the guy, Rick Peterson, millionaire, and you know what? I was really prepared to hate this guy. I creeped him on Google and Facebook.
Is he old?
Super nice guy. No, not that old. Nice guy, though. So your thoughts and feelings on this situation, Chief Ark?
Well, actually, I think he had to own five Ferraris previously just for the sake of clarity. Well,
I would slap you if you were in Toronto.
I'd slap you
for semantics. Wrong, left, I can right understand. Center. Correct me on a Twitter handle. I can understand that. When there are five to six Ferraris, who gives a shit?
We're talking $250,000 cars here. But anyway, it's La Ferrari. It's called LA Ferrari. La Ferrari is They only made 499 of them. The story is actually on our Facebook page. You can link to the Calgary Sun article on it. The car is like a $2 million car. I've seen these before. Actually, I wrote a story about them for another publication. The crazy thing about this car is Hublot, the watch company, H-U-B-L-O-T, they came up with their own LaFerrari watch to go along with this car, and it's like a $300,000 watch.
Speaking of insane, we got to talk about the grooming of the pets. Oh boy, things are getting out of hand, and this is happening in Japan. The trend is for crazy cubist dogs, styling their dogs into perfectly trimmed and symmetrical cubes. And I saw this. You put this on It's a Show's Facebook this week. It just defies law. It looks like a Rubik's Cube that moves. Like, it's just weird. So weird and gross.
It's actually funny. I love this. This is crazy. I mean, seriously, like, this is creative thinking, don't you think, Sparky?
Love it.
To have your dog shaped like a cube. I love this. This is a new craze in Japan. The original story was on MTV. I found it on, but you can see it on our Facebook page as well. And there's actually a couple other pictures there that it looks like Snoopy as a box. It's totally hilarious. You got to check it out.
You mentioned Sparky's Desires earlier in the show, and here we go with another Sparky's Love Life update. Okay, Sparky, please give us some good news. We've been waiting. We haven't had a Love Life update for gotta be 2 months or better. Last time was one that went nowhere. It crashed and burned.
Was it the librarian sister?
I think it was the librarian.
Sister.
Okay.
Well, they're both librarians anyways.
They're all librarians you're attracted to.
Librarians or nurses seem to be the thing.
Okay.
Here's the latest. Insert cricket noise here.
Uh-oh.
You wanted to ring that bell.
I wanted to ring the bell, but there's no bell ringing.
No.
What? So just because you're too busy, is that you haven't pursued any of the fairer sex?
See, I was talking with my friend yesterday. We were driving back from the FIFA Women's World Cup after witnessing a Canadian victory in front of a sold-out audience. We were talking because he's around my age. He's actually older than me. He's 31. He's a business person. And we're like, where do we meet these people? Because we're having issues meeting people. We don't know where to meet people. I don't know how to approach people.
And nobody gets out more than you do because you're at every event.
You're
living life.
Three March. Events last week. And yeah. I'm like, I don't know what to do. I small talk with people, but I don't know. So there hasn't been any developments. I'm sort of trying. I will admit I'm not giving 100%. There's not a lot of percentages to give to various things that I'm involved with.
You know what the difficult thing is? Like back in the day, you could catch somebody's eye. I think we talked about this before. Like when you're in traffic, so say if a GFARC were cruising 8th Street in Saskatoon, our hometown and stuff, and you look over and you try and catch the eye of the girl next to you in the car.
Tiger.
Yep. But now, head down, texting. So you can't, there's not even an opportunity.
Or the chick's windows are so tinted you don't even know who's in there.
Well, you don't want the tinted window girls anyway.
I saw a very cute one yesterday in the city, I might
How did you see it? Because the window was
tinted. Well, I had to look, I had to squinty eyes very hard.
Uh-oh.
I had to squint, and I did the nose curl because I had to squint. And
so she took one look at you and said yes.
And I was like,
this is the one for me.
I can't see her.
Okay.
Then I was jamming out to Meatloaf. I'd do anything for love, but I won't do that. If any It's a Show female listeners who are single age 25 to 35 in the greater RD area and within a 100-kilometer radius, follow us and stuff, and we will do lunch.
Yeah, we could do lunch. We could do a chaperone lunch. I could come with as an innocent bystander just to make sure it's all cool and, introduce you the soft launch of Sparky. You know what one of the greatest injustices in this world is? Is that Sparky's Twitter is only at 426 followers. You got to help him, Chief Fark from Toronto, because
there's some gold on
he's got gold on there, and only 426 people are seeing it.
Yeah, I mean, definitely, if Sparky wants to enroll in the Sloan Baxter School of Social Media, then we can definitely take him on board as a client.
What's tuition going for these days?
Not that much.
Next item of business.
Yeah, let's just move on.
Moving on.
That was depressing as hell.
Minute. We haven't solved the issue of how Sparky's supposed to meet women. I mean, I was just biting my tongue, but
I'll
send him an email. I'll send you an email, Sparky.
Oh, yeah, and like you got a bevy of them around. You're just in as bad a shape as he is.
What are you talking about? I turn them away. I turn them away.
It's because he. I don't even know what you do, to be honest.
He's like Kramer. He doesn't do anything. He doesn't have gainful employment. He has Kramerica Industries, G-Fark Industries. He lives. I'm not even going to tell you where he lives, but it's close to seniors. Very. You know Ricky Gervais and Derek. That's the kind of thing that's going on here. If you've seen Derek, that's what's happening. All right. So let's move on to some It's a Show shout outs. Who's awesome?
You're awesome. That wasn't even rehearsed.
At Ryan K. Anderson, a Saskatchewan boy now living in the Sunshine Coast of Australia.
Good eye, mate.
Booking agent, tour manager for our friend Cody Prevost. Also reps country recording artist at Rory Gardner. Who's awesome?
You're awesome.
Ryan K. Anderson. Now we're going to go to our new friend Heather Schroeder from Kelowna, BC. She's got a website. It's manteo.com. Correct me if I'm wrong, G-Fark, and I know you will. www.manteo.com. She runs Manteo Resort Waterfront Hotel and Villas, located on the beautiful shores of Okanagan Lake, the best family waterfront destination in Kelowna, BC. Great for group events as well. Our friends at Tommy Guns just had their big Hairapalooza corporate event over there. Get a haircut, get
a real tie. I happened to run across that on Twitter this weekend. I thought it was pretty cool, and I checked out the resort. Fabulous.
Their smack dab restaurant has great cuisine and great waterfront views, plus Kelowna's best selection of craft beers, both on tap and in the bottle. This sounds like when we hit our It's a Show road trip.
That's right. I was just thinking to put that on the RV tour map.
At Manteo. We're going to check it out. Thank you, Heather, for helping us grow the show and perhaps grow the dough. You never know. Who's awesome?
At Manteo is awesome.
And of course, Melissa Ray, we got to give her another shout out. If you missed it earlier in the podcast, and I don't know how you would because that makes no sense, but she's our 500th follower and won the iTunes gift card courtesy of the crew at royaltyrecords.ca. She gets to download a pile of awesome music from Amy Metcalf, the Boom Chucka Boys, Tristan Horncastle, and more. And we're going to meet her.
Hey,
on
Romeo.
Where art thou, hey, yeah. Romeo?
G-Fark, you told me that Hey, Romeo's going to be on a future episode.
Yes, as a matter of fact. They actually opened for the Oak Ridge Boys this past week in Lloydminster.
The Oak Ridge Boys closed the show for Hey, Romeo.
But
Peaker is still in Calgary on a landscape job that will never end. He moonlights as a landscapist.
In Calgary?
And a landscaper, yeah.
That's quite the customer service.
His clients go far and wide. He's that good. So sadly, we will be unable to install Caitlyn Jenner in the It's a Show Hair Wall of Fame, the Peaker Hair Wall of Fame, but we're going to put Justin Trudeau in there because we, touched on it earlier. He has terrific hair, and I don't think you're going to get any argument out of Peaker on that one.
And I saw it with my own two eyes. Justin Trudeau does have great hair.
Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for sticking with us. This has been another epic edition of the It's a Show podcast. Visit Facebook and give us your best Vegas ever tips for Sparky, because he's going in just a few days. I think we're going to get one more episode out of him before he hits the road and hopefully tape some content on the fly. Sparky,
I'll be too busy reading Forever in Blue, the fourth summer of the Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants.
Is that your travel book?
I'm going to borrow from your bookshelf.
Good for you. Okay, that's one of my daughters, just so we can all clarify. And the Facebook page is It's a Show Podcast. We're going to vote on them next week, all of your submissions for the best Vegas ever tips, and then the top three will get featured on our next podcast. So that's a great idea.
Hey, this is Clayton Bellamy of the Roadhammers, and I love me some openhighway.com.
We want to say a big thanks to our special guest today, and we want to let you know that our upcoming guests include Hey Romeo and Melissa Ray Stewart. I'm so excited about meeting our 500th Twitter follower. She's the winner of an iTunes gift card, so thanks very much, Melissa Ray, for everything you've done. You probably have no idea that you've won anything, but that's up to G-Fark to change all that. God bless and be good, not because you always want to, but because you really should. We'll see you next week.
Bye, everybody.
Oh, okay.
In your pants.
Help save Sparky because he's reading Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants for travel tips.
I've been everywhere here. Where the next gig, man?
Did you ever do the roller coaster at New York, New York?
I will do it again.
I love roller coasters.
It scared the crap out of me when I did it. I was hungover and not recommended.
Oh, my gosh.